It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is breaking news. We're gathering information, and Amanda, we're getting a better look at that crash. That's a school bus on I-15 in downtown Salt Lake City that has the freeway closed.
We are monitoring this live video feed, and we've not seen any students on the bus, but we're working to get that confirmed. Let's get right back to the traffic center and Heather Kelly to see how this is impacting traffic, Heather.
Well, it's pretty bad. Davis County has a lot of traffic coming into downtown Salt Lake City, and right now it is completely stopped. All traffic is being diverted off of I-15 at 600 North, which is a pretty small intersection exit. So you're going to be better off exiting at I-215's North Interchange. Right now, I am seeing a lot of debris scattered across the lanes of traffic where this accident happened. And almost all the lanes were completely blocked with all these vehicles involved in the crash. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we'll go back to the traffic center as needed here. In sports this morning, just a few hours away, the first round of the NCAA tournament will be underway, and BYU playing in one of those opening games.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, not only are the Cougars back in the big dance for the first time since 2021, they're looking for their first tournament win since 2012. BYU is the higher seed in this game, but head coach Mark Pope knows they're going to have their hands full with Duquesne.
Maybe even more of a defining feature of the team to us is their physicality at every possession. They challenge every single pass, every single catch, every single bounce.
Tip-off from Omaha is at 10:40 this morning. We'll have extended pregame coverage immediately following our show starting at 9 a.m. Utah State fans, you're going to have to wait till tomorrow night to catch the Aggies' first-round game against TCU. Live at the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
NBA star LeBron James is cheering for the Dukes this morning. James sent a special gift to the Dukes earlier this week. He sent the entire team pairs of his Nike shoe line. So why is LeBron a Dukes fan? Well, it turns out that Duquesne's head coach, Keith Dambrot, used to coach LeBron in high school. Dambrot says he's retiring as soon as the tournament is done.
The NCAA tournament is also taking place right here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Six NCAA tournament games will be held at the Delta Center. All of the teams are from the brackets West and Midwest regions. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
And before you scoop up a ticket for one of those games, KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff has some tips to help keep you from getting scammed.
Even though you may want to jump on that amazing deal, Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says, remember the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So before you buy,
purchase from the venue whenever possible. It can be tempting if someone is selling on Facebook or Instagram or something similar and maybe a discounted price, so they decide they're not going to go. But you want to be careful with that because it's a lot easier for someone to scam you because they're not tracking their steps as much.
She says it's also important to buy your tickets using a method that comes with protection, like a credit card, because if you use something like Venmo or Zelle, it can be difficult to get your money back. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The Republican-led House is expected to hold another vote to try to impeach President Biden this week. ABC's political director Rick Klein says he thinks the vote will fail.
So at this point, the name of the game is off-ramps. What can they do short of impeachment? Because they have promised these huge revelations. So if they don't have that, do they refer something to the Department of Justice? Do they try to pass a bill?
A House committee spent hours yesterday interviewing witnesses that Republicans say show the president was connected to his son Hunter's business dealings.
Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are sounding new warnings about TikTok. We get more from ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Senators yesterday got a classified briefing about how TikTok, owned by Chinese company ByteDance, uses the information it gathers. One concern? That the app could be used by China to influence the upcoming presidential election. ByteDance denies sharing Americans' data with the Chinese government. TikTok has urged its 170 million users in the U.S. to contact their lawmakers to oppose the bill passed by the House.
If you ban TikTok, I will find you and shoot you.
That's a voicemail North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says his office received.
A proposal that would force ByteDance to sell the app or face a ban could go to the Senate later this spring.
A Boeing executive says they're going to continue to take a hit financially over issues with their 737 MAX planes. CFO Brian West says the company is slowing down production of the planes to focus on safety.
We're the ones who made the decision to constrain rates on the 737 program below 38 per month until we feel like we're ready.
Quality control at Boeing is under scrutiny following the door plug blowout on a 737 MAX 9 plane mid-flight. Investigators say the panel was missing four key bolts.
7:05, we've got an emergency traffic situation out there. And Heather Kelly, please tell us there were no kids on that school bus.
We don't know that yet. We haven't heard, but it was pretty early, so I'm going to hope not. Right now, you have all lanes of I-15 shut down. Just after 600 North. So everyone's forced to exit at 600 North, and that has created a parking lot. Everybody is stopped and backed up to Beck Street, so you're going to be better exiting at I-215 to get onto the West Side Belt and take that into downtown Salt Lake. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL Weather with Matt Johnson. We have a shallow cool front today and a warm front tomorrow.
That'll keep temperatures in the mid-60s both days. You'll notice some added cloud cover and maybe even some Virga showers. We are waiting for the main event, which will move in on Saturday afternoon. That'll bring in a cold front, that'll bring rain, and even some snow to the mountains. You'll also notice a little bit of wind. Again, that'll be Saturday afternoon.
And today we'll have a high of 64.
Cost of living is top of mind for Utah voters as they head to the polls this November, and state leaders say they're optimistic about the direction of Utah's economy. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Tim, Governor Spencer Cox took the stage at the Utah Foundation seminar here at the Grand America Hotel in Salt Lake City yesterday to say, quote, "We're going to move the needle on housing." And that's according to the Deseret News. But Cox's chief housing innovation advisor, Steve Waldrip, says Utah's current housing situation is an existential crisis. The leader spoke about a Utah Foundation poll that found the cost of living topped every single issue heading into the gubernatorial election. Issue number two for voters is that lawmakers are not paying attention, followed by non-housing costs and government overreach. Utah Foundation leaders say they're surprised the Great Salt Lake and education were not at the top of the survey voters' priority list. Reporting live from the Grand America Hotel in Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Women-owned business startups in Salt Lake City are on the rise.
The rise of women-owned businesses in Salt Lake rose by 26% year over year, with a national average of 17%. Lauren Call, founder and CEO of PACT, finds she's fulfilling her love for working and running a business while creating a better work-life balance as a mom.
To be able to have the flexibility to, like, if my kid's homesick from school, it's not the end of the world. It's not like call in sick, that kind of thing. So I can see that being a bigger part of the culture here.
Call admitted you can learn how to get started online and said this community is eager to help others succeed.
I will say from a marketing standpoint, consumers love a woman-owned business.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Weber State will be offering some of its classes in Spanish this fall. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, it's part of a new initiative called Building Puentes, or Bridges, and it comes from a $2.5 million grant from the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. When it's rolled out, computer science and entrepreneurship classes will be the courses offered. Students who participate will be able to take those in person or online at the Ogden-based university. Now, school spokesman Brian Magana says Latinos make up about 30% of the folks who live in Ogden, so this program is pretty ideal. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
A person was hurt in Salt Lake City last night in a carjacking. Police say it happened around 10th West and North Temple. Two people were sitting in the car when the suspect approached them, forcing their way in and driving off.
Salt Lake City police investigating a hit and run involving a child. Police say a boy was hit outside of Mary W. Jackson Elementary School yesterday afternoon, but only had minor injuries. Police confirmed they think they have an ID on the driver and are working to find them. We